All right, hey guys, nice to meet you. My name is Sam Autry, and I'm an entertainer in Korea. I'm entertainer in Korea. 여러분 안녕하세요. 저는 샘 오츄리입니다. 역시 한국어로 하니까 더 자연스러웠네요.
This is Sam Autry, born and raised in Ghana, also known as the most famous black man of South Korea. I meet him at a juice bar in a popular district in Seoul, the capital of South Korea.
So she's gonna mix the juice real quick, so once that is done.
Sam can hardly walk the streets of Seoul without people asking him for autographs.
It's crazy. Sometimes I'd have to wear a mask and a hat, you know, sometimes. And people from different age groups are coming up to me. I have like grandmothers coming up to me. You know, babies coming up to me, young adults coming up to me, high schoolers coming up to me, like people from different age ranges coming up to me and asking for photos and autographs. This is something that if somebody told me would happen a few years ago, I'd be like, nah, that would never, ever be possible. But, you know, it's here and I'm enjoying it.
And that's because when Sam first set foot on Korean soil 9 years ago, he faced a totally different reality. Sam moved from Ghana to Korea with a scholarship to study computer engineering. In the beginning, life wasn't easy.
Of course, at that time, too, a lot of Koreans were not as open to different, you know, types of people from different places. They were not really exposed to different races and different cultures and all of them. So people would openly come up to you and just say really bad stuff to you. Like, you know, you black monkey, go back to where you're coming from. Like, I did have people like that will say really bad stuff. And sometimes, you know, you go to a place and, you know, you sit and people don't want to sit next to you. Nobody wants to come around you. Like, that was pretty, you know, it was heartbreaking because I came from an environment where everybody was just equal. You know, people looked at people like, yeah.
Were you prepared for something like this?
Absolutely not. It was a bit overwhelming at first. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow. That was actually the first time it really hit me that racism was real, you know, because for me, it was always some sort of, you know, concept that did not really exist to me. Like, I've read about it and everything, but I didn't really experience it until I came to Korea. So that really opened my eyes to what racism really was.
South Korea is one of the most ethnically homogenous countries in the world. Over 99% of South Koreans identify as ethnically Korean. Foreigners have been moving to the peninsula only very recently. Sam thinks that is one of the explanations for the racism.
In a way, because they're not used to that, they get intimidated and the reaction that they have makes them come off as racist, but sometimes it's not that. It's just mere ignorance and lack of exposure.
At first, Sam was very frustrated until he realized that wasn't going to help him.
I was like, is there any better solution other than me getting angry and also trying to fight back? And I realized that it was in the language. I realized that, you know, the number one key was really learning the language, because a language is a really vital part of a culture. It's at every country's core. Once you learn the language, you feel like you're part of the people, and the people feel like you're part of them. Learning Korean really was the difference between my black friend Sam and just my friend Sam.
All righty, my man Sam. Check it. Yo, check it. My name is Sam.
Sam found his way and he made lots of Korean friends in the process. And then things really started to change when he entered the Korean entertainment business. He started off with small roles in commercials, but he got his big break on a variety show called Abnormal Summit. From there he appeared in more variety shows, got roles in TV, and even has his own radio show.
It's your boy Sam Archer and I rap Ghana. I bleed Ghana, so I'm a soul brother. Yeah. I'ma take the flag high. If you wanna stay alive, let me say you say, oh yeah.
Man, he just blew up the studio. This is crazy. Not bad. I'm loving it.
I realized that the reception was great. People loved it. People thought it was new. Like, who is this guy?
Sam decided to use this platform to really start addressing the problem of racism on national TV.
어떤 아주머님이 빨리 뛰어와서 그 자리에 앉는 거예요. 다리 쫙 펴고.
On TV, Sam explains in Korean that one day a lady ran and took the empty seat that he was going to sit in the subway. She literally blocked him with her legs, he explains to the audience. And she said that he couldn't sit there exclaiming, "What is a black like you doing in Korea? Go back to your country." Sam tells the viewers that this is an example of blatant discrimination.
And once I did that, I felt like it was a slap in the face for a lot of people. It was like a wake-up call. So many people wrote to me and told me that, you know what, thank you for really mentioning this. I felt like we're living in a bubble, but now we really understand that it's real because you've spoken, you know, about your experiences, and we're actually looking at things from your perspective now. And I felt like it was such an important and iconic moment on Korean television because it was actually the first time that something like that was being spoken about openly and very honestly.
So you're saying it is changing now? How do you notice that?
First of all, I've seen that there's so many black people more and so many diverse people in Korea than there was a few years ago. And like I said, I've had a lot of young Koreans that have written to me and said, "Hey, thanks to you, my perception about Ghana, my perception about Africa, my perception about black people has changed absolutely." I remember a few weeks ago, I did the show and, you know, this old Korean was like, "Oh my gosh, you know, your skin looks really dark. You must have been in the sun for a long time. Why don't you apply something on your skin and make it lighter?" But there was one old lady that said, "No, don't do that. Your skin is beautiful just the way it is. You know, you're beautiful. God made you like that." And I was so touched. I was like, wow. You know, just coming from her, I was like, you know what? This is so unbelievable. You know, like just a Korean telling me, you know, your black skin is beautiful. Don't change it for anybody. I love it. I was like, wow, you know, people are really getting the message.
All righty, my man, Sammy. Check it. Yo, check it. My name is Sam. Your name is Sammy. But you wish that we was the same dude. I'm ready in your sleep, man. That ain't even cool. Sucker, yeah, I can't play football with two legs. Yeah, I win a game if y'all got the right.